This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Ahead of the budget session of Parliament, the government has convened an all-party meeting today in New Delhi. During the meeting, the government will discuss with the floor leaders and see cooperation of the parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the session. The budget session will begin tomorrow with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to a joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament. On the same day, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey when both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will assemble for a brief period after the President's address. The Finance Minister will present the Union Budget 2025-26 on Saturday. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will discuss the motion of thanks at the President's address on Monday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed a major step towards self-reliance in critical minerals to decisions taken by the Union Cabinet yesterday. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the Union Cabinet's decision on the National Critical Mineral Mission will encourage India's high-tech, clean energy, defence and other key industries. He added that the decision relating to revised ethanol procurement price will help boost ethanol production and blending targets. Yesterday, the government approved the National Critical Mineral Mission with an outlay of more than 34,000 crore rupees. The government has also approved the price for ethanol procurement from sugarcane feedstock. The Joint Commission of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 will submit its report to the Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Chairman of the 31-member panel, Jagdambika Pal, gave this information. The committee adopted a draft report on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 yesterday. Mr. Pal said the committee has adopted amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. He highlighted that there were detailed deliberations on the bill in the last 6 months. Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary and DG of Police will visit Prayagraj today to review the security arrangements in Mahakumbh after the stampede incident which took place at the Sangam Ghat yesterday. 30 devotees lost their lives and 60 others were injured in the incident. The injured devotees are currently undergoing treatment at the local medical college. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed Chief Secretary and DGP to assess the situation and submit the report in this regard. Chief Minister has also ordered judicial inquiry and formed a three-member judicial commission. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mahatma Gandhi's ideals motivate countrymen to build a developed India. The Prime Minister also paid tributes to all those martyred for the nation and recalled their service as well as sacrifices. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced plans to build a 30,000-bed migrant detention facility at the U.S. Navy base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. This new center will be separate from the existing high-security prison and will house what Mr. Trump called the worst criminal illegal aliens. Meanwhile, the Cuban government has condemned the move, calling it illegal and inhumane. Guantanamo Bay has long been controversial, with past reports alleging mistreatment of detainees. This announcement follows Mr. Trump's signing of the Laken-Riley Act, which mandates jailing undocumented immigrants accused of violent crimes. The act is named after a Georgia nursing student murdered by a Venezuelan migrant. In U.S., a passenger aircraft carrying 64 people collided mid-air with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter near Reagan National Airport outside of Washington, D.C., as it approached the runway, according to the Federal Aviation Administration and defense officials. There are no confirmed casualties at this time, according to the Metropolitan Police Department. A massive emergency response is underway in Potomac River, where the passenger plane and helicopter collided. More details are awaited. In the Indian Super League ISL football, Northeast United FC secured an emphatic 4-1 victory over Hyderabad FC at the Indira Gandhi Athletic Stadium last evening, completing a league's double in the ISL 2024-25 season. Today, Chennai FC will face Kerala Blasters FC at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Chennai. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.